Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Britain's longest-serving monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, has died at the age of 96. There have been tributes from the Prime Minister, the Scottish First Minister, and leaders from around the world. Britain is now in a period of 10 days of mourning, which will include the state funeral of the Queen and the proclamation of the new King. Joining us now is Mary McLeod, who is a former Member of Parliament and policy adviser to Queen Elizabeth II. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for being with us. It is a sad and a historic moment for the people of Britain. How, in your view, will the Queen be remembered?
Well, it's absolutely a real deep sense of loss across the United Kingdom, and not just in this country, it's around the world, and we've heard comments from leaders in the last sort of 24 hours. So it's been really a really sad moment for the whole country. And of course, naturally, firstly, it's our thoughts go to her immediate family and the new king, who of course just already talked about how much she was sort of cherished and loved. And I think that love is and being cherished are really good ways to describe her. The Prime Minister has also talked about her being the rock on which modern Britain was built. And again, you know, most of us, she's been there throughout our whole lives. So we have had that steadfastness and seen her, and she carried with her, of course, such a history of not just this country, but of countries around the world too. But she will be remembered, I think, really as an inspiration. I grew up thinking I could achieve anything. There was a female monarch or female prime minister. I mean, really she has been there for everyone throughout their lives, and it's her devotion. Her life of service, a real selfless leader, is how I think everyone is remembering her. But it's her humility, her dignity, her grace, her warmth, her kindness, that dedication, and the wisdom that came with it from all those years of service. But very thoughtful, her curiosity about everyone she met and wanting to listen to them and hear them. And when you spoke to her, you thought you were the most important person to her in the room. She really did listen and engage with humour as well, but really strong values. But that sense of duty came across above all else, and she remained engaged and working until the very end. So I think she just touched the hearts of people around the world and united us all as a nation.
Mary, you advised the Queen. We can hear the warmth in your voice when you talk about her. What are some of your personal memories of her?
Well, I was working with the royal family just after the death of the Princess of Wales, and it really was a difficult time. But again, the wisdom that the Queen has shone through at every turn. I mean, if you look at all the things that I was proposing and suggesting in terms of changes to the monarchy or the royal family, and briefing her on key areas of national life, she absolutely listened, engaged, and kept changing and adapting the way they did things. And I think that tells, I think, leaders everywhere just how you keep relevant for the moment you're in, because you have to look at, and she did, she looked at what people wanted and needed across the country. And that was that sense of duty that enabled her to be there for everyone. And that's why, you know, I sort of feel she was our strength and stay through that. But I remember the first dinner that I had with her when I met her, and it was a very small private dinner, and I just laughed the whole evening, because she had so many stories to tell. She had this wealth of history behind her and the people that she'd met and the situations that she'd been in. And so, you know, she told story after story, and she definitely had a real sense of humour and could really tell those stories. And that's why everywhere she went, you know, she loved engaging with people, because those are the things that she would recount at later times. And it's with, you know, some lots of examples of immense kindness where she just thought of others rather than herself.
Well, the Prime Minister, Liz Truss, of course, talking about this moment, this important time. She also did call the Prime Minister for us all to come together as a people, because upon the death of Queen Elizabeth II, of course, the new head of state is King Charles III. And as you have described, you know, the impact of the Queen, it is a hugely daunting task after such a well-loved and long-serving monarch. What sort of king do you think Charles will be?
Well, I think he's learned from the best. So I think her qualities will live on in our new king, King Charles III. And he has been by her side supporting her. And I think that is the best learning that you could ever have. He's seen her deal with the good times, the difficult times. He's listened to her wisdom and advice. And therefore, you know, he takes this new role on with that wealth of experience now that he has been part of for as long as he's been alive. And I think that to me, and also, I mean, we've seen over the years where he has been involved in so many interesting campaigns, where it's the incredible work he's done with the Prince's Trust, or even been a real campaigner and champion of environmental change, which he did before it was, you know, something everyone else was talking about. So he certainly has led the way on many things. And I think he will absolutely follow in her footsteps and do the country proud.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.